Toto. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Rob's Radio Hour.
That theme tune will have to go.
People say that they want to be free. They look at him and they look at me. But it's only themselves that are wanting to see, and everybody knows about it. We talk all night and we're all turned on. Everybody heard him singing his song, telling us there was work to be done. And we all sung the chorus of I Am the Walrus. Yes, Disneyland has come to town. Everyone's dressed and standing around. Alice is wearing her sexiest gown, but she doesn't want you to look at her. Beautiful people are queuing to drown. They wait for the lifeguard to put on his crown. But he's up at the other end of town, trying to talk to the mirror. He knows what he means. He sits on the floor and has beautiful dreams. Then he gets brought down by a woman who screams. But he knows it's only a record. Oh yes it is. His brave new girl stops feeding the ants and looks at him with her septic pants. She still knows how to make him dance. Forget about emancipation, it's all imagination. And you and I, we sit and hug. We know something's got to come to get us off our endless bum. There's probably one in the bathroom or in the hall.
Song for Insane Times, from the debut solo album by Kevin Ayers called Joy of a Toy, which was released in 1969. Before going solo, Kevin Ayers had been a founding member of Soft Machine. Formed in 1966 with the help of a Texan billionaire who gave them the money to buy equipment and studio time, Soft Machine was so far out that it's not easy to put them into a genre. It could be said, though, that they were doing progressive rock long before anyone had thought up the term. In the late 60s, Soft Machine, along with Pink Floyd and the Nice, were in the forefront of the London psychedelic scene, playing in clubs such as UFO and the Speakeasy. Here's a number called Dada Was Here from Soft Machine's second album, released in 1969. Dada Was Here, from Soft Machine's second album called Volume 2. Kevin Ayers had already left Soft Machine when this album was released and was working on his own solo album. His resignation came about earlier, in 1968, when Soft Machine were the supporting act for Jimi Hendrix's Experience on an extensive tour of the US. During this tour, Ayers became so worn out with the rock and roll circus that he decided to quit the music business. However, Hendrix gave Ayers an acoustic Gibson J200 guitar on the promise that he continue his songwriting. A weary Ayers sold his white Fender bass to Jimmy's bass player, Noel Redding, and retreated to the then undeveloped beaches of Ibiza in Spain. This next song needs no introduction.
We'll be right back.
Child, Slight Return, from the album Electric Ladyland. Kevin Eyre's debut album, Joy of a Toy, was well received. Rock music's first acid casualty, Sid Barrett, is said to have done some vocals and guitar during the recording sessions, although witnesses in the studio later said that Sid was too out of it to do anything much. In 1970, Kevin Eyre started work on a second album, called Shooting at the Moon. This is the album we will be featuring this evening. The first track on Shooting at the Moon is called May I. Eyre's recorded both an English and French language version of the song. Here's a later live recording, which combines both versions.
I just came in off the street, looking for somewhere to eat. I find a small cafe, I see a girl, then I say, may I sit and stare at you for a while? I'd like the company of your smile. You don't have to say a thing, 'cause you're the song without the sing. The sunlight in your hair, you look so good just sitting there. May I sit and stare at you for a while? I'd like, yes I would, the company of your smile.
Kevin Eyre's, from a live album called June the 1st, 1974, recorded at the Rainbow Theatre in London. Also performing at this gig are John Cowell, Brian Eno and Nico. Things were a bit fraught during this recording because Cowell had caught Eyre's sleeping with his wife the night before the show. Here's a much later recording of John Cowell, with Lou Reed performing The Trouble with Classicists, from their 1989 song cycle about Andy Warhol called Songs for Drella.
The trouble with a classicist, he looks at a tree. That's all he sees, he paints a tree. The trouble with the classicist, he looks at the sky. He doesn't ask why, he just paints the sky. The trouble with an impressionist, he looks at a log. He doesn't know who he is standing, staring at this log. And surrealist memories are too amorphous and proud. While those downtown macho painters are just alcoholic. The trouble with impressionists. There's the trouble with impressionists. There's the trouble with impressionists. There's the trouble with impressionists. Trouble with personalities, they're too wrapped up in style. It's too personal, they're in love with their own guile. They're like illegal aliens trying to make a buck. They're driving gypsy cabs, but they're thinking like a truck. There's a trouble with personalities. 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 Druggy downtown kids who spray paint walls and trains. I like their lack of training, their primitive technique. I think sometimes it hurts you when you stay too long in school. I think sometimes it hurts you when you're afraid to be called a fool. There's trouble with classes. There's a trouble with classes. There's a trouble with classes. There's a trouble with classes.
Kevin Ayers assembled a band he called The Whole World to tour his debut LP Joy of a Toy, and then to go into the studio to make the second album, Shooting at the Moon. The Whole World had a lineup that included the avant-garde composer David Bedford, the folk singer Bridget St. John, and Ayers' former Soft Machine colleague Robert Wyatt. Also included in the lineup was a very young Mike Oldfield, who later went on to have a mega success with Tubular Bells.
Thank you.
introduction to Tubular Bells, part of which was used as theme music for the movie The Exorcist. Tubular Bells was released by the newly formed Virgin Records in 1973 and broke new ground as an instrumental album and was hugely successful. It launched Virgin Records. Incidentally, during this time, Kevin Ayers also seduced Richard Branson's wife. Following the success of Tubular Bells, Mike Oldfield had a nervous breakdown of sorts and fled to the Welsh Hills, where he became a recluse. Two of the tracks on Shooting at the Moon are, in inverted brackets, avant-garde noise pieces. They're called Pissing in a Violin and Underwater. This next track is in two sections, Reinhardt and Geraldine and Colores para Dolores. There's about 1 minute of avant-garde noise between the two sections, and if you listen closely to the lyrics, you might discover the reason for the noise. Perhaps you can cut your toenails while this bit is playing. It's a good song and is worth persevering through. Also, when you hear the first bit of Reinhardt and Geraldine, you might catch the influences on Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells.
Thank you.
toy and shooting at the moon contain some of Kevin Eyre's best tunes, but they're still at an unformed stage, like early drafts of poems. Eyre's had the talent to make it big in the pop world. He wasn't that sort of person, though. Mike Oldfield's demos of Tubular Bells were made on Eyre's tape recorder. While Oldfield was limbering up for global stardom, Eyre's took off for the sun, sea, sand and sex of Ibiza, not to mention the booze and drugs. Here's a track by Fairport Convention from their 1969 album, What We Did on Our Holidays. Fairport's Convention and She Moves Through the Fair, which is a traditional Irish folk song of unknown origin. It's a song that has been covered by many artists. In 1989, Simple Minds used the tune of She Moves Through the Fair for their song, Belfast Child.
Said to me, meet me down by the gallows tree, for it's sad news I bring about this old town and all that it's suffering. Some say troubles abound. Someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. Brothers, sisters, where are you now? As I look for you right through the crowd, all my life here I've spent with my faith in God and church and the government. Some say troubles abound. Someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. When the Belfast child sings again. Thank you.
Belfast Child by The Simple Minds. Richard Thompson was one of the founding members of Fairport Convention. Prior to this, Thompson had been in a band at school called Emil and the Detectives. He formed the band with his classmate, Hugh Cornwell, who, many years later, was the lead singer and guitarist of this mob. Stranglers and Get a Grip on Yourself from their 1977 debut album Rattus Norvegicus. Shooting at the Moon is saturated with original ideas, experimentation and lunacy, all powered by The Grape and other things. Here's one of the more grounded tracks on the album called Red, Green and You Blue.
Summer. skies, close my eyes and think of things that make me glad. Don't see why I should be sad every day, yeah. Watch the sun turn red and green, all I've seen is you. I'm sitting in my room, find a cure, make believe I'm on stuff. Got to find out where you are, why you stay, why you play your soft guitar from so far away. I watch every sunrise, hear the music change a page, hear the whispers on the stage. I'm just watching from my cage. Wings, pretty things sound, dancing sounds of summer rain, takes me off the ground again, makes me high, don't have time to sit around, might come down to you. I watch every sunrise, hear the music change a page, hear the whispers on the stage. I'm just watching from my cage.
Kevin Ayres has always been profoundly uneasy with the self-promotion that the pop music world demands. A kindred spirit from this era was the folk singer, Nick Drake. Ayres survived, Drake didn't. Here's Nick Drake singing his song, Northern Sky.
Never felt magic crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky. A long time that I'm waiting. It's been a long time that I'm were the people I had known. Oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's eye.
Sky by Nick Drake. I talk more about Nick Drake in Radio Hour number 3. Kevin Eyre's follow-up album to Shooting at the Moon is called Whatever She Brings, We Sing, released in 1971. A fourth album in 1973 was called Banana Moore. During this period, his dislike of the music industry made Kevin Eyre's flee to Europe and chemical addiction. In the 1980s and 90s, there was a string of dismal albums that Ayres now says he can't remember even making. After many years in the wilderness, he came back to fine form in 2007 with his album, The Unfair Ground. We'll go back 35 years and finish with a song called Shouting in a Bucket Blues from Ayres' fourth album, Banana Moore. This is a version from the live June 1st, 1974 album. Incidentally, Ayres also seduced Nico during this concert.
I sound like Nico.
Thank you. Yeah.